This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. NATO foreign ministers said on Friday they remained united against any possible Russian military action in Ukraine and signaled that many security demands made by the Kremlin were not acceptable. At a news conference, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia could decide what happens next.
We're prepared to respond forcefully to further Russian aggression. But a diplomatic solution is still possible and preferable if Russia chooses it.
Russia has deployed large numbers of troops near its border with Ukraine and wants legally binding guarantees that NATO will halt its eastward expansion and end military cooperation with the former Soviet republics of Ukraine and Georgia. Moscow denies U.S. suggestions that it is planning to invade Ukraine and instead accuses Kiev of building up its forces in the east of the country. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg on Friday called for an end to the violence in Kazakhstan following the unprecedented unrest that has engulfed the nation in recent days. Speaking after chairing a virtual NATO meeting in Brussels, Stoltenberg said alliance members were concerned and expressed regret for the loss of lives in the violent demonstrations and the resulting crackdown by authorities.
We regret the loss of lives. And of course, it is important that violence ends and that human rights are respected, including the right of peaceful demonstration and freedom of expression.
The president of Kazakhstan, Kasym-Jomart Tokayev, had earlier on Friday authorized security forces to shoot to kill those participating in unrest, opening the door for a dramatic escalation in a crackdown on the anti-government.